Chapter 12. Darlene wasn't playing nice. That was to be expected. She was used to getting her way. When he killed Mandy Templeton, he couldn't help but feel a tinge of guilt. Mandy was nice. She pleaded for her freedom, offered money, sex, anything to let her live. It was a shame. Mandy couldn't appreciate her place in history. By living, she would have been forgotten, but by dying at his hands, she was going to be remembered forever. After spending a few hours with Darlene, however, the man didn't think taking her life would be much of a problem. There was no talking to her. She was a bitch, threatening the man with the weight of her father's office, unable to comprehend her father wasn't going to come to her rescue like he had so many times before. In a bit of irony, Darlene was going to pay a price, but not for her actions, not this time. The cost of her life was for a greater cause, in honor of an unappreciated icon she had never met. An icon her father didn't know and refused to acknowledge when asked. His opinion was about to change. By sunrise, the mayor would speak the icon's name in surprise and horror, because Darlene's death was forever going to be linked to the victims of Mark Thomas Kent.